can talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Yes, your story is still unwritten. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and I'm Tracy, and I'm here with Peggy, a licensed therapist, and this is our second show ever. We have zero experience. This is our second show, and our purpose here for you today is to lift your spirits up and to be a friend and get through this thing called life. That's what Prince calls this thing called life. So before we begin, I'd like to give you a phone number. Please jot this phone number down. It's 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Please call us here at the Tan Talk Radio. Thank you. Yes. Please call us here, and we want to hear your opinion, and we want you to be included in our conversations. Again, the purpose of our show is to lift you up. So we're going to be talking today about the different types of love. Our very first show, we were talking about Valentine's Day and how important that was.
And this is a great lead-in to different types of love.
Yes, and we learned that that's the most romantic day of the year, and it does does matter and love does matter. And from that, we had one of our callers, to recap one of our callers that had come in, she was talking about self-love and how she celebrates Valentine's Day with her mother, mm-hmm. which brings to mind with all these different types of love and how important it is. Right. So from that, I've learned that there's four different types of love. So Peggy, yeah. can you share that with us, please?
I want to talk a little bit about that. Sure. And keep in mind, there's lots of different loves out there. But when you look at the literature and you look at how we experience our day-to-day lives, you're probably going to agree with most of these. So let me first start with what's called Eros. Eros, the type of Eros love, we'll call that love number one. It's your erotic, passionate, sexual love. And most of the time, Tracy, it's often about the need for the person who's feeling sexually attractive rather than the focus on the person that you should be caring about. So it's addicting, or it can be addicting, and oftentimes it can be unhealthy. I'm not saying that all Eros love and passionate love can be unhealthy, but oftentimes at this level, it leaves us feeling sometimes unfulfilled. So when we talk about love and friendships, you've got to move on into a deeper level, and which I'm going to talk about next, which is called, I'm going to call it love number two, philia. Philia is the love of friends and equals. It's our emotional connection with men and women, but today, you know, my understanding is we're going to talk about friendships. And philia is the mama of friendships. And that's why, like I said, the show is going to talk about support systems, ways that we can feel healthier emotionally and physically. And that's love number two, philia.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to talk a little bit later on about the benefits. So remind me to get to that, okay, Tracy?
Okay,
okay.
I will.
And then I want to say love number three. Well, this is interesting. This is called, and I'm sure some of the listeners, and you will agree with me, it's called storge love. Storge is a love that we have for our family, our parents, our children. Kind of unconditional, maybe we can say it's innate, if you will, mm-hmm. Where we're kind of like hardwired to love our children, even though they can beat the crap out of us at times emotionally,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm speaking personally,
yes,
so
yeah.
I don't know about you. So that's like love number three, where that's, as I said before, it's almost an innate love.
Right.
You know, for our family, our children, unconditional, as I said earlier.
Right.
And then love number four, agape love. And this is basically, you know, all we need is love. It's love of mankind. And, you know, that's why some of us will be selfless and will volunteer, because we just want to do it for the love of mankind. But today, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to talk about philia, which is friendships and how that's important to us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about philia, but I think it's very important for those of you out there that have friends. It's the connection is so important. And in my opinion, there's a universal language in our whole world, because there's a lot of craziness going on right now. And one is the smile. It doesn't matter what language you speak. You smile, a baby smiles. It's a love language, in my opinion. And all these types of love, I think, is really the key to getting through life. And it's so imperative. And I think it's something we really overlook. And your connections and the way you feel about people, I hate to say it, I feel like it bounces back to you. So let's get back. So yes, let's talk about philia. And mm-hmm. so basically, it's referred to as brotherly love or sisterly love. And it is the highest form of love. And so what is the definition of friendship, mm-hmm. Peggy? And can you
sure.
Just tell me the definition of friendship, first of all.
Well, friendship basically is state of being friends, and there's different levels of that. You know, close relationships or close friendships, you know, research shows us that these kind of support systems protect our overall mental health and physical health. Mm-hmm. And while I'm talking about that, can I throw in some advantages of close friendships?
No, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Men and women. And then and then I want to address maybe a little bit about how it might be a little bit more difficult for men to establish those deep connections. It's just easier for women.
And they matter, too.
Yeah, you know,
men
absolutely.
Matter. I mean, yes. Yeah,
that's why I want to make sure we spend some time on that.
Yes.
But, you know, the advantages of friendships, and this is, you know, research proven, you know, lowers our blood pressure. We have fewer doctor's appointments. We have fewer hospitalizations. Mm-hmm. Chronic pain is less. And there's just more positive emotions. You're just feeling overall better, you know, physically and emotionally.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but can I just add that I think, too, it also it blocks isolation and depression, right? I mean, that's a big
deal. I mean, you know, it's and having friends that you can confide in with a reciprocal relationship is incredibly important, because you can give and give and give and get nothing back, and that can lead you feeling, right?
Right.
Self-worth issues, what am I doing wrong? You start to self-doubt. So really good a point that you bring up there.
Yeah, I mean, to reiterate pretty much what you said, it's love without romantic attraction and occurs between friends and family members when both people share the same values and respect for one another.
And it's a trust issue also.
Trust is big. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. So the next question I want to ask you is, like, so how do you know when this type of love, philia love, is unhealthy?
Yeah. Good question. You know, sometimes clinically we refer to that as toxic relationships, and it can mean a bunch of different things on different levels. But basically it's, you know, a relationship where one makes you, you know, feel unsupported. The person makes you feel misunderstood, and you start to question yourself. You can get, it's demeaning, you know, you can be attacked, feeling like you're getting attacked. And it's important when you're in a relationship, and I'm talking either a long-term relationship, whether you're dating, whether this is a friendship, they still can have these unhealthy effects. Is this a time where I can talk a little bit about some of the signs of a toxic relationship? Would that be okay?
Yes, absolutely, because I want to know how to handle that. So, yeah, what are the signs of toxic? Like, when do you know this is unhealthy, but you really care about the person you're trying to make it help work, and you don't know how to handle it?
Yeah, so, yes. And, you know, you can't really do this alone. If it is a toxic relationship, then you have an opportunity to salvage that. Therapists can help you understanding some of how you're feeling towards this other person and why they make you feel that way. Those are all ways that you can possibly salvage a toxic relationship. But let me talk a little about the signs and symptoms. First of all, if the relationship is, you know, hostile, as I said earlier, demeaning, the communication is like one way, negative, resentment, jealousy, dishonesty, people lying if you're getting lied to, and you know, the big C word, controlling, if the person's controlling, we throw that word around a lot, but it basically means someone is controlling what once was important to you is now no longer important to you. And that's pretty significant, you know? So it's very unhealthy, because everybody wants to feel validated and supported in a friendship. They just want to feel that their feelings are known and reciprocated. Am I right? I mean, do you agree with me?
I do. No, totally. I think it's just such a big secret in life that it's so important to be connected. I mean, we all went through COVID. But I feel like, I feel like if, when it's an unhealthy thing, like I have a hard time cutting ties with friends, even if it's not right. So my advice on that situation is basically to find where it's healthy and create a healthy boundary for yourself to make it work. Because you're not going to get along with everybody equally all the time. So keep friends and make all that, you know, make it work. So, yes, I think we have a caller in.
Let's talk to Lisa.
All right, Lisa, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. How can we help you?
Hello. Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just want to talk about, I love that the friendship thing, the love and friendship is really, really important. You know, everybody goes through different things in their lives, divorce, tough time at your job, death in the family or something. And when you have your support group, your friends that are there, that is so good because you can just break down in front of these girls and it doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't have to worry about, oh, am I crying ugly?
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of times you can identify and relate to other people. When they've been through something, you can share those feelings and not feel so alone in life. And it gives you hope to get through those challenges in life that you may have. And Peggy has...
Lisa, let me ask you this. Because you feel that way, and I'm glad you do, about support systems and friendships, do you have any female friends that you have a deep connection with and or groups, so to speak?
I probably have way too many.
Never, never.
That's a good sign of you.
Tell us about that, Lisa.
I actually have three different groups of different ladies that I get together with once a month, and they all have different backgrounds. But it's so important to hear about the different backgrounds because they're not all like me sometimes. Mm-hmm. The way I think the world is going and I get all concerned. They look at it sometimes in a different way, and it helps you like, oh, okay, I didn't think about it that way, but we're all friends, and I know you're not here to hurt me. So it really does help just having a lot of different friends.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Lisa and Peggy, did you guys happen to see 80 for Brady?
You know, I saw clips, Tracy, but I have not seen the entire movie.
Okay, Lisa, our caller, have you seen that movie?
I did see it, and I did see it with a group of my friends.
And I love that. And do you know that was a true story?
Wow.
It's a true story, and Tom Brady was the producer. And what it's about, and I'll sum it up, we've got a lady coming on here in a minute, Carol Gordon, but 80 for Brady is about a group of ladies that have been widows, and they were widows, and they've been through a lot of tough times, and they found a way to continue to live and not let those heavy things stop them from living. So they started a new chapter in life because, let's face it, change is inevitable, and you have to adapt to change. So these ladies, 80 for Brady, it's a true story. They were all widowed. They started watching Tom Brady. They fell in love with him, and when he was, I think, with the Patriots. And so what they did is it was something for them to look forward to once a week to watch the games and support them. They actually went to the Super Bowl. So what I loved about this show is even at 80, their friendship has supported them. And one of the ladies in an interview, she's been friends with her friend for 72 years, and she said the one thing that they always had respect for one another, you know, and they respect each other's differences. But I love, and listen, a shout out to Tom Brady in that show because it was a very clean show, and it was a great show, and I love to see that.
Yeah.
When even at 80,
sure,
they're going to Super Bowl
friendships
and living through the challenges of life.
Of life.
Okay, mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a good little clip. So, all right, so we've got it's Carol Gordon on there.
Yes, we do.
Lisa,
right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
For sharing that with us,
thank
Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
So we have Carol Gordon here. Actually, perfect timing. We're talking about 80 for Brady, and she is an actress that started her own. It's a acting class. It's Carol Gordon, and it's the acting class. So, Carol, tell us about your acting class.
Oh, my acting class. Well, it is a wonderful class. It is from 18 years and older. It is very diverse. We meet once a week. I am just starting classes on Tuesday night. We've been meeting on Wednesday night, and I've been doing it now for over 10 years in Tampa.
10 years?
And
that is
amazing. I have, my students are out there working. You see them on television in commercials. You're seeing them in films. It has absolutely been a fabulous thing to bring to Tampa, Florida.
Right. So what I want to know, Carol, is... what I love about the fact that there's an acting class here, it's a place for people to go and to meet, and you have deeper connections in that acting class. And can you tell us a little bit what you do in class?
Well, in class, we work on scenes. Mm-hmm. We want to learn how to act, mm-hmm. and that means connecting to our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn how to connect to our emotions. We learn how to use the emotions for the character, or let the character use our emotions. And then we learn to let them go,
mm-hmm.
so that we're in control of the emotions. The emotions are not in control of us.
Mm-hmm.
We study about scene preparation and character development. So we're looking at different characters to find out what are they like, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps us with our own lives to figure out who we are,
mm-hmm.
how we think about things, what we relate to, we connect to people.
Yeah, it seems to me like it gets to a whole nother level of yourself, and it can actually bring that out of feelings that you're not even aware of. And Carol, can I just ask you too, what is the message that you want to give to your students in your class? What is the message?
Well, number one, if there are unlimited possibilities, no matter your age, no matter your culture, your race, that in my class, which is very diverse and all ages, above 18,
mm-hmm.
that it's about finding yourself, living your life to the fullest,
mm-hmm.
and always starting something. Some people do this as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do it as a career. But it is something that allows you to be creative. It gives you some recognition.
Mm-hmm.
It builds confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it can earn money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, you can earn money from it. So if you've ever dreamed of being an actress or an actor, this is a great thing. People aren't aware that there are acting classes here, but it's a great way to meet friends.
And how about establishing relationships, like you just said?
Yeah,
friendships.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Carol goes back. She's from Florida here, or from Tampa, and she went to Hillsborough High School. And basically, she and three friends, correct me if I'm wrong, Carol, you were on... You were on a committee for theater 40 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then recently there is a place down in Channelside called Stage Works. Can you give us info about that?
Stage Works was mm-hmm. founded by Anna Brennan back in the mid-'80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's the longest-running professional theater in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Brennan was the artistic director with a vision for theater. And I was fortunate enough to serve on the board back between the 80s and the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually started doing, you know, promoting our theater through garage sales.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
We worked really hard. And at the time that I served the longest, there was only six of us on the board. And we had a very tight connection. And there's some of us on the board are still very close, even though one of us is in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But the others, as you know, we had dinner the other night. We went to support two of my friends who were performing, both of them senior women.
Mm-hmm.
They were performing, and afterwards we got to have a wonderful get together downstairs.
Yes, and I was fortunate enough to join them. So,
yes.
Carol, and that was an amazing place, and it's a great way to meet friends and bring old friends, meet new friends, and something to do to keep living your life, no matter what's going on in your life. Carol, I want to share with our listeners out here, how can they get in contact with you? I've got carolgordonactingclass.com. Is that
yes.
the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yes, that's okay. My website. I'm also on Facebook. I have a group, Carol Gordon Acting Class, on Facebook as well.
Okay, and Gordon is spelled G-O-R-D-O-N. So Carol Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, actingclass.com. Please.
And let's spell Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E.
Ever. Okay. C-O-R.
Yeah. C-A-R-O-L-E.
You got it. Okay, E. Thank you for correcting that. That's pretty important.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, and I just want to ask real quick, did you see 80 for Brady?
Not yet, but I love every one of the women in it. I mean, who didn't watch Lily Tomlin on Laughing years ago? And Jane Fonda is amazing and in her 80s. And Rita Moreno, 90 years old and still dancing. Who says it's not possible to keep young at heart when you are active and doing what you love?
And have friends.
And
have friends.
And Carol could not have said
friendship.
It. You could not have said it better, Carol. And that's what this show's about, whether you're 20, whether you're 30, whether you're 70, whether you're 90. It's your choice. So keep living. And we want to appreciate friendship. Say, we have a song that's dedicated to circles of friends, because when you're going through, like Lisa, our caller, had said, and you're going through tough times, your friendships keep you up. So today we're going to dedicate this song song to all the ladies out there that have friends and or men, doesn't matter. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk about men's friendships when we come back.
All right.
But let's. This song is dedicated to all you ladies with circles of friends.
In love sometimes, sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah.
That song.
I hear you. Friendship.
It's about friendship. And what I love about that song is the instrumental, because it's Zen underneath it. I love it. So for me, songs are therapy too. Mm-hmm. And I always go to those for when I need it. Mm-hmm. So again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Please call us at 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000 if you'd like to join us. So Peggy, we just talked briefly. Listen, mm-hmm. I need more than an hour to talk about friendships. Mm-hmm. And I do have a lot of questions, and on another show, we will do that. Uh-huh. But men are important too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like women have so many more friends than men. And I think I even read where typically women have 5 friends and men typically have 1. And it's usually their best friend's usually their wife. What is your response to that?
Well, I'm going to talk about men, okay? Because our last caller, Lisa, mm-hmm. she talked a lot about female, how important it is for her female friends. Well, we can't, as you said earlier, we can't, you know, leave out men and how important relationships are to them. But let me just tell you, and I'm just generalizing, I don't want the men in the audience to get all up in arms about this, mm-hmm. but it appears to be a little bit more difficult for men to have close, deep relationships than women. That's not to say it doesn't happen, Tracy. Mm-hmm. That's just to say that it's a little more difficult from them. Mm-hmm. And basically, I want to say that society has kind of trained us and ingrained or conditioned us to, you know, to believe that men should not be vulnerable. Vulnerability is a sign of weakness. They should be strong, you know, the male species. And as a result of that, I think, I don't know, it doesn't exist as much as it did historically, but it's still out there today, you know?
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit more harder for men to make those relationships. But you know me, and you know how I am all about statistics, right? Yeah. So I'm going to give you some statistics on this.
Okay.
You know, this was a study done in just a few months ago, December of 2022. Mm-hmm. And they did a survey about men and their emotional, the deep connections with, you know, we'll call it a bromance, but I don't mean that in a sexual way.
Yeah.
It's men having deep connections with other men. And so this is the results of the survey. Listen to this, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Less than half of the men reported being satisfied with their friendships, and only about 1 in 5 said they had received emotional support from a friend over the last week when the survey was done, compared to women. 4 in 10 women had great relationships. So mm-hmm. right there, you know, random survey, it looks like, again, what I said earlier, men may have a little bit more of a difficult time mm-hmm. Establishing relationship. But the benefits of that, you know, as we said earlier, you know, friendships are the component of human experience. And as a result of that, you know, specifically, again, statistics, you know, when you have a deep friend that you can be honest with and, you know, you can feel supportive to and reciprocal, that your stress levels are lower, you know, and decreased levels of cortisone. Cortisone, Tracy, is that hormone that causes stress,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a support system, a deep relationship with a man as well as a woman, mm-hmm. you know, statistics tell us, research tells us that those levels of stress are lower. And that provides overall healthier emotional physical state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, it affects all aspects.
Yeah.
And I use that word bromance, but it does not mean sexual. You've heard that before,
of course,
right?
Yeah,
people throw that around?
I love that. And I mm-hmm. want men to be more open and have relationships. It's so important. I mean, they have emotions, and they shouldn't have to keep them in. They shouldn't have to stress out.
Yeah.
I want them to live their life, but a lot of times I think they don't know how to go out. They feel kind of like, oh, it's not cool enough to go out and meet new friends. Where do I meet them at? And but I tell you what, I know someone that has something to say about friendships, and it's Mick Jagger.
Ah,
ooh.
Yes. Let's hear what he has.
We're going to dedicate this song to y'all out there, the men.
Pass by.
back. Welcome again to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And yes, that was Mick Jagger, Waiting for a Friend. Can you imagine?
Waiting on a Friend.
On a Friend. Ooh. And Peggy, that is your favorite group.
It certainly is.
So I have a little
no
trivia.
No secret there, Tracy.
No secret. That's okay. You got good choice there. So did you know that the saxophone player, I read this and I'll know how true it is, but he was hired for that song. His name was Sonny Rollins, just for a little song trivia. Did you know that?
I did not, but thank you. And did you know that I went to Nassau last weekend with my family because he was recording with Keith Richards in a recording studio in Nassau?
Well, did you ask him to come on the show?
Well, I had plans. We had big plans to get there and get back, but the ship left before I was able to do that. So my second attempt, by the way, to stalk Mick Jagger was unsuccessful. All right, enough of that.
Well, Mick's looking for friends anyway.
Enough of that.
Okay, so again, men, it matters. And get out there, find a way, go to an acting class. But what another good idea, too, is also reach out to clubs. So we have Terry from Tampa Bay Ski Club on the line. Terry.
Yep, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And ironically, Peggy's probably wearing Mick Jagger socks right now.
My friend gave them to me last night at a party. No, I don't have them on, Terry.
Okay, well, I expect to see those at Publix next week when you're
very fashionable.
Well, welcome to our show. So how do you feel about men and friendships? Terry, do you have a lot of friendships, male friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of male friends and female friends. I don't like to discriminate one over the other.
Well, yeah, I mean, we never do that. But that's tell us a little bit about the club and how people can go to Tampa Bay Ski Club, get involved, and what all y'all do.
Well, you know, we're probably one of the best kept secrets here in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows much about us. Mm-hmm. People say Ski Club, Florida, and we're actually one of the largest in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, we have about 700 travelers each season with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a website, and we, you know, people check out what trips we have, and then they go and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have social events, parties and stuff, so we're not just all about skiing. We're a social club. We try to bring people in all year round and have some fun.
Gosh, I'd love to hear that,
yeah.
Terry.
And, you know, Terry, I want you to go through the website before you hang up. But,
yes.
You know, I've been a member of the Tampa Bay Snow Skiers and Boarders for almost 20 years now. And I can tell you, you know, this today's show is about friendships. And I have developed and kept and maintained some very close and deep friendships just from this ski club. So it is an opportunity for people to socialize and get deeper in their bonds as well as share an activity, right? I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's what skiing's all about. It's a very social thing. You know, you're skiing down the hill by yourself, but you're always with a group on a ski lift or stopping by to get something to eat or maybe a little something to drink.
A little something to drink. You know our club.
Well, this is another way, acting, skiing, for people to get out there, live your lives no matter what's going on. Just force yourself to get out of bed, go out there, meet some new friends, bring some old friends, make some new ones, and live your life because life is short.
Terry,
yeah.
How do the listeners reach this club, reach the trip leaders?
The best way is to go to our website, which is www.tampabaysnowskiers.com. And we have a ton of information about, like I said, our trips and our upcoming social events and everything. Mm-hmm. So once you get on there, it's quite a bit of information about the club in general, but specifically about how you can join and just come to some of our events and meet people, because it's a fun group. It really is. Like you said, both you and I have a bunch of friends we've made through the club, and you know, they'll last a lifetime.
I love that.
Terry, do you mind repeating that website one more time? Just one more time,
right.
Please.
No problem. It's www.tampabaysnowskiers.com. And you'll find us on there. Big website full of information.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for sharing that. Again, another choice for people to live their lives and get out there and meet some new people. Even if they don't go skiing, they could probably just
do stuff here socially, right? Tracy, a lot of non-skiers in our club.
Single, married, everything.
We,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we also have some non-skiing trips that we do every year now too. So we go over to Europe and do some biking around there, and we do some other types of trips. So it's not just about skiing. We're actually having a trip to Lake Tahoe in June.
Nice.
So, which is just going to be kind of doing some summer fun things around Lake Tahoe. So,
well, that's nice. Well, I hope some of our listeners reach out and consider that and have an open mind to it. And Terry, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for sharing that information to our listeners today to continue to live a happy life.
So thanks. Happy you had us.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks again.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. And then, Bobby, do we have a caller?
Yes, let's go to Christine now.
All right, Christine, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. We're doing good. How can we help you today?
So I just want to say I'm good. So your show is really interesting, and just listening caused me to consider the male aspect of friendship, and I'm thinking about my husband in particular. He's military, and his dad was military. No drama with his friends. Everybody that he talks about is an old buddy of his. And I just wonder, with the combination of friendship plus that activity that they have in common, whether it's church, military, that camaraderie, if that is part of how men typically come together and keep their friendship not toxic, as we were talking about, or you were talking about. And they just kind of had have a different common goal than how women in society come together, usually socially, with kids, where a lot of tension and other things, I guess, kind of become part of the friendship. Mm-hmm. But I just wondered if that might be part of why men's friendships look and feel different a lot of times.
We give that to Peggy.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Christine. I mean, the nature of the species is men and women, Venus and Mars. Right. They are inherently different, but there's still that ability to establish a supportive, kind of deeper emotional bond. And they will demonstrate that in the various ways that you just just explained. So I absolutely agree with that. But again, the point is that it's so important for those relationships to be maintained, and it's a give and take. It's a give and take with women as well as men. Would you agree, Tracy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just think it's so important to be connected and don't get stuck on wherever you're at. If it's a divorce, if you're widowed, if you're lonely, if you've lost friends, if you've moved, don't get stuck, because you are the only one that's in charge of your life, because again, your story is unwritten, and that's the premise of this whole show, is to share ideas with you to get out and live your life and not be stuck in a negative set mindset or a negative world sometimes. Just, you are the one that's in charge of your book. So thank you so much for calling in and expressing that to us. I think that's hopefully helpful to
thanks
our
Christine. Yeah, thanks Christine.
Great show.
Thank you. And then again, we're going to share a couple of more ideas of how to get out, meet friends, make your life matter. And I think we have Renee.
Ooh, that's
Bobby.
Yes, we do.
That's Renee coming
on. That's our social girl. How you doing, Renee?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm great. I have a couple ideas how we can get out and meet people across the Bay Area this weekend.
Okay, let's hear. What's going on?
Okay. Starting with the St. Pete area, we have the St. Pete Grand Prix. I don't know if y'all feel the need for speed ever, but this is a great IndyCar race that everybody goes out. It's outside. It's downtown St. Pete. And they block up the streets. It's about, I think, a five-mile track. You could check it out on the Grand Prix page. It's St. Pete, it's gpstpete.com.
Okay.
And I thought how great it would be, because we have this little thing in Tampa, between Tampa and St. Pete. It's called the Cross Bay Ferry. So you can hop on the ferry in St. Pete and actually get to the Grand Prix on Tampa and get to the Grand Prix in St. Pete. And I think the tickets are maybe $12, $24 round trip, $12 single. And you can actually check that out on the crossbayferry.com.
Okay.
But that's a good way if you don't want to drive down there.
That's awesome, you know, because a lot of people don't know about all this stuff when you live here.
I didn't know about it. A girlfriend of mine told me all about it, and I'm like, let's get on that so we don't have to Uber there. And it's kind of fun. Also, what's happening? Well, we always have all these many Gasparilla events from January till March, and we have the 53rd Gasparilla Arts Festival this weekend at Julian B. Park. And it's downtown Tampa.
Okay.
It goes from the 4th to the 5th, and it's from 7:30 to 10:30. I think the admission's free. There's up to 250 artists, ceramic, digital drawing, painting, to name a few, and a lot of local artists, which I love.
That sounds like fun. Great weather for something like that, right?
Oh, great weather this weekend, by the way.
Yeah. And have you heard of the Renaissance Festival? That's going on this week, too. The Renaissance
Festival? Yes, it is, in Dade City.
In Dade City. So I'd love to go to that. Renee, have you ever been to that? Peggy, have y'all ever been to that?
I've been there, yep.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Once.
Do we get like big ribs and stuff? Is that like one of those things?
Chicken, turkey legs, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't walk around with one of those big things. I club someone over the head. I'm always amazed that someone could eat that whole thing. But I think we're going to visit that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a fun thing to do. I remember going to that probably when I first moved to Tampa. I went to one of the couple Renaissance, and the turkey legs are what I remember the most.
Right.
Yes, it used to be at Mosey a few years back.
Oh, was that Mosey?
Now they moved to a more permanent location in Dade City. Oh, it's very authentic now that they're out in the hills.
Oh, I bet it's good, though. That'd be a lot of fun. Well, it's good for our Dade City listeners, for sure. So make sure you go out there and have a good time. And also, there is the Busch Gardens has concert series coming up in Strawberry Festival. And Renee, I'm sorry we have to wrap it up, and we're going to end today with a conclusion and a song. And thank you for letting us know, Renee. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you so much. And what is our conclusion? Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Bye bye.
Yeah. Well, how do we end today? Because we've only got a few minutes. Today went fast.
It went fast. Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I'd like to dedicate this show to our friend,
your long-term friend,
Diane Brown, who's no longer with us. She left us way too early, almost a year ago. But I think of her every day.
I know you
and, do. And miss her terribly. So, conclusion. Well, I don't think it's anything very complicated, except for the fact that we focused on friendships today and how important it is for both men and women to, you know, to have friendships. It's, again, a core part of our experience, our developmental stages in life, and we just need to focus a little bit more on how we can make them healthy. I think the Beatles, I'm going to wrap it up and say the Beatles kind of said it very well, where they quoted,
"All you need is love."
Yeah, but they also said, "The love that you take is equal to the love that you make."
1,000%. And let me tell you, get that therapy out of the song. Have a great 2 weeks. We hope to see you back here on, when's our next date?
It's March 16th from 3 to 4.
3 to 4 p.m. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
shown. There's no way you can be the different way you're meant to be.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.